Been a busy day so far. It's going to be a busy weekend in this area. We mentioned that the Elyria Sports Hall of Fame ceremony is taking place this weekend. We had one of those Hall of Famers in studio with us earlier, and we go to the phone line to bring in another who is going to be inducted this weekend, Dr. Levi Wingard. Dr. Wingard, how are you?
Doing well, thank you.
Well, we appreciate you giving us some of your time, and boy, it's always interesting to hear from all those who are being inducted into any Hall of Fame, their story about how they heard about they were going to be inducted. Where were you at, and how did you find out that you were being inducted?
Actually, we were vacationing in California at the time. I was contacted by one of the committee members and was absolutely surprised, and I still can't believe it.
Well, of course, you graduated from Elyria High back in 1965, had a very good basketball and very good track career as well. What do you remember most about your time in Elyria?
Actually, I remember 1964 and 65 as some outstanding athletic seasons for our team. We had some very difficult battles back then. I remember the overtime victories more than anything. We had a couple teams at the end of our season that we were not supposed to be able to beat, and we defeated them soundly. And I remember going to the state championships in Columbus, Ohio. That was just very, very enjoyable for me, exciting, and something that I won't long forget.
Dr. Wingard, as we do these interviews with your counterparts who are being inducted into the Elyria Sports Hall of Fame, the one thing you can see is everyone who's going in has been successful in their own way or another. You stayed in education. What are some of the things that sports at Elyria taught you as you continued on in your career?
Well, I learned discipline. I learned how to respect others. I learned how to pay attention to detail. And I learned how to complete a task once it was assigned. Some of the coaches that I played for, Dale Rickenbaugh, Bob Hirschman, Slager, Zavosik, and others, taught us to follow everything through to the end. And that's what I tried to do in my career, is continue to the finish line.
Again, we're talking with Dr. Levi Wingard. He is one of many going into the Elyria Sports Hall of Fame this weekend. And for those who maybe haven't been able to follow you as you've continued on in your career, you've had a very successful career in public education now for 36 years. For those who maybe haven't had a chance to follow you, what have you been up to and what have you done since graduating from Wittenberg?
Absolutely. I continued my education at the University of Pittsburgh and at Immaculata College in Pennsylvania. Started teaching in McKeesport, Pennsylvania back in the late 60s. Moved to the Philadelphia area in early 70s and spent several years there as a school administrator in high schools primarily, and retired as school superintendent of the Downingtown Area School District, which is an outstanding school district of about 12,000 students. In suburban Philadelphia, about 25 miles west of Philadelphia.
And as I understand it as well, you're actually going to join your brother, Dr. Eddie Wingard, with a Hall of Fame honor, joining the Elyria Sports Hall of Fame. Is that correct?
That is correct, and I'm really excited about that. Eddie was a 1955 graduate of Elyria High School, and he was also coached by Dale Rickenbaugh. Eddie played several sports as well and was an outstanding athlete and certainly an outstanding individual to this day. And I expect that he's going to attend the banquet, and that's going to make me very proud.
Did you guys play together in high school?
No, we did not. Eddie is 10 years older than I, so frankly, I didn't really know Eddie until he had gone away to college. We got to know one another a little better, but I was a little boy when he left for college, and we got to know one another better and better each year, and at this point, we are very, very good friends. But he got a chance to see me play college basketball. He didn't see very many high school games, if any at all, but he did see me play college basketball because he was working in Yellow Springs, Ohio, at the time that I was at Wittenberg. So he worked at Yellow Springs High School as well as Central State University, and they're only about 10 miles away from Wittenberg.
Dr. Wingard, what does this mean to you, the Elyria Sports Hall of Fame induction? You've obviously had a very successful career. You've got numerous awards, I'd assume, on the part of your education and everything you've done. What's it mean to be inducted into the Sports Hall of Fame for you in Elyria?
I am really excited and very, very proud. It's a humbling experience because some of the people that have been award winners at the Sports Hall of Fame, Shorty Lappin, Bob Slager, Bob Hirschman, Dale Rickenbaugh, Eddie Wingard, Houston Love, Mike Fisher. So there are many people that I have heard about and, you know, I've been in their programs over the years. Shorty Lappin, you know, back in Little League, Bob Slager was my freshman coach. You know, Hirschman I played for in JV and varsity, et cetera. So these people I respect greatly. And then teammates like Randy Stevenson, Mike Fisher, Houston Love, absolutely wonderful people and great athletes in their own right. Yeah. So it's a humbling experience for me to be inducted this year.
Well, Dr. Wingard, we certainly appreciate you spending some time with us here to tell us about your time at Elyria. Congratulations on being inducted into the Elyria Sports Hall of Fame, and enjoy the ceremony this weekend. Thank you for stopping by.
Thank you. Have a good day.
Thank you. All right, it's Dr. Levi Wingard. Again, he's going into the Elyria Sports Hall of Fame this Saturday. Should be a pretty cool atmosphere. Should be a pretty cool event. Our own Tim Alcorn going to MC that one. Should be a lot of fun.